May 24th, 2007. We've just finished having an interview with Nader Golundi, who has written the book My Decision to Live, and a naval officer who made the Dolphins with a prosthetic leg. And on the line, I hope we still have Representative Bob Dornan. Bob, are you there? Are you there, Bob?
Everybody in America wants to know how to do it. Ready? Racist as a political strategy. Hate it. Boy, hey, Mike.
Okay, we're getting him on the phone.
Uh-oh.
We're going to proceed with a couple comments that what I call real surprises in terms of beg your pardon?
I'm all set.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, hi, doctor. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Bob Dornan, Representative Bob Dornan. Hi, how are you?
Well, doing well. We had, I don't mind discussing a little personal thing here. My wife, Sally, has been fighting sinuses for years, so I recommend to everybody listening, do not put off that sinus surgery. She had it a week ago, and it just went great, and it takes a lot of time. It's complicated, almost four-hour surgery, but it's like she's a new person. She's the happiest person in the world. So that and a trip to California and some mixed signals cost me doing the show with you a couple of weeks ago, but I'm here ready to go, and it seems like another 5 months of history took place just in the last 2 weeks. We have really boxed ourselves into a corner in this country in this war against radical jihadist Islam. The administration is still trying to figure out whether to call it Islamo-fascism or what, but Bush, unfortunately, is reaping the results right after 9/11, constantly he and his administration calling Islam a religion of tolerance, which it has never been, and a religion of peace, which it has never been. It's always been a warrior religion. So
that's right.
We're really in bad shape, and every Sunday I turn to that little weasel George Stephanopoulos' show, because he does do in a segment called Memoriam. He puts up the name of every soldier, and now we're approaching 66 women killed in Iraq. He puts up their names, their ages, their hometowns, their rank, and it just tears the heart out of me when every Sunday morning, before I go to church or if I've gone to Saturday evening vigil mass, I look at those names and pray for these young men and more than a few women at church. Every Sunday, it's just a nightmare, because in the country, it's life goes on, pornography reigns, and I'll mean about that.
Yeah, the last time we had our interview was on November 26th, year 2006, and it was labeled Radical Islam, and we went into what I considered a superior dialogue on radical Islam, and I have forgotten to tell you how many emails that I received on that. About 250. That may not sound like a lot of emails, but when you consider the fact that we were on robustly for just a short time on a Sunday, that covered a lot of territory.
Yeah. Let me tell you what the last 6 months has done to us on the front of who's going to win the culture war, what's happened to the presidential race, what's happened in the battle between liberal secularist media,
right?
And talk radio. Almost on every front. Oh, heinous crimes that have happened.
Yeah. We're going to come back on the break, and we're going to cover those subjects.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker. This is a live show, June 24th, 2007. We have on the line as our guest, we have Representative Bob Dornan. In many times in the House of Representatives, Bob, I have a comment about the sinus surgery of your wife.
Sure.
I consider sinus surgery absolutely one of the greatest miracles of surgery that's been next to repairing the foramen or the hole in the heart.
It's that important.
I'm really glad to hear that that happened, and way down the line we'll talk off air on a couple things to add to that sinus surgery.
You're an expert, so you would know that fighting it with antibiotics year in and year out only builds up your immunity to antibiotics when you might need them for something far more drastic, like serious surgery or any reason where you need these miracle drugs from World War II.
Yeah, I know it. And another thing, too, that that ties in, there's a dot that ties into this. It wasn't the reason I mentioned this, because I wanted to make sure you got that message from me about sinus surgery. But you know, the Health and Human Services, you talk about a tax. Health and Human Services 3 years ago regionalized the United States, so only certain people would be able to get organ transplants from certain regions. In other words, it had to be somebody within your region. And because there were certain ethnic groups that were complaining that they weren't getting enough organ transplants. And of course, that's what started a lot of this issue about health care problems and the rest of it that goes with it. And then you jump that dot over to Hillary Clinton's position to revitalize social health care, which she promulgated when she was with her husband in the presidency. Then you tie that dot to a week old story. It's only a few days ago that President Clinton's got his nonprofit system, $20 million, whose whole aim in life to spend $20 million to try to get talk show stations off the air, particularly the conservative view or the rest of it. Now, you don't think that has anything to do with anything, but it does. It has to do with something that you brought up when you came on air, this very important point, that these attacks are purposeful. These are purposeful. And they're all tied in to a position of tying another dot, which is that some teacher in the United States gets chastised because he tells a student, a girl, to take off her shawl. We don't allow shawls and that kind of thing in school. But yet soldiers in Iraq cannot have Bibles.
Well, it's worse than that. I stumbled on a show showing a USO-sponsored show in Iraq. Talk about taking away the good and giving them the evil. And these so-called comedians, two of them, I can't even remember their names. They're not that big yet. We're using the most vile, blasphemous, scatological language, the F word constantly, talking in this foul, filthy, God-offending, blasphemous way, using God's name to damn, to men in jeopardy, not just going into combat at the front lines, but on the roads, because the front lines are everywhere. The major front line is bombs on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
155-millimeter artillery shells set off in such a way that the projectile of killing force is shaped by the explosion. All of this developed by munitions scientists and experts in Iran.
That's exactly right. I had it on the first hour, Bob.
There are all these men being delivered from the USO, an organization that I worked with it in during the Vietnam years, and went over to Vietnam under their sponsorship with Gary Crosby, Bing Crosby's son, one of the best trips of the eight I had to Vietnam. And they're feeding them this evil that's pumped out of this country all around the world in motion pictures. And then these comedians start ripping up the Iraqis. I remember one that burned in my brain was, they said, and these women, man, these women are so blankety blank, 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 ugly. Man, they are dog blankety blank, ugly. No wonder they cover them with veils. And I'm thinking, is that the way you build respect for our soldiers, for people who are trying to liberate? The reason we give people that we're staying there is if we go, there'll be a horrible genocidal, based on religious lines, a civil war soaked in blood chaos, plus every Christian there will be. There were a million when this thing started, and we're down to less than a quarter of a million. They'll all be driven out. It'll be a horrible ethnic cleansing that'll make the Balkans look like a picnic. And we're ripping apart the Iraqis. One of my son called me. I didn't see the show by surfing. My son called me and said, Dad, get on channel so-and-so. You will not believe this. This is disgusting. So this is what we're giving our troops. And then, of course, I'm thinking, yeah. And then Al Franken goes over there. Robin Williams goes over there. These sharp kids in the officer corps, NCOs, they know what these guys stand for, so it undermines whatever moral credibility there is in the effort. We have got a nightmare on our hands, and there doesn't seem to be any virtue or grace at home able to cope with it among the presidential candidates on both sides, those that the media are paying attention to.
Yeah, I know.
I have friends in that race like Duncan Hunter and Sam Brownback, but they seem, by now, it's quite clear The media is not going to give them an opportunity to break out, and they don't have the forcefulness of personality and innate leadership ability to make themselves a breakout. I thought for a minute the former governor of Arkansas had a chance to break out, but of course he's an ordained Baptist minister, so the media will rip him to shreds if he did start to break out, the liberal media.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And to piggyback on something that you just said, which I think is very important, I was shocked to see Madam Pelosi over there in the Mideast and what happened there. She acted as if she was the President of the United States and said some things that are not exactly on the same track of being able to have peace in that area. And I was just wondering what your comment would be about that, about her trip.
I served with her for 10 years in the House. Of my 20-year run there, I was there when she arrived in 86. After the 86 election, I was there as a swearing-in, being sworn in myself, January 87. And we served on the Intelligence Committee together. And I realized through that experience that she's not a very bright woman. Now, this is amazing, and just bear with me here a second. How does a not very bright person get to be number three in line to the White House, number one after Cheney, the Speaker of the House?
Mm-hmm.
And how did she? How was she able to present herself on television and rise to that position of power? And let me explain. Being a Californian, I also would have dealings with it where you'd try to get the whole delegation together, which fell apart at the beginning of the Clinton years for obvious reasons, and so there was never any joint delegation meetings at all in the 90s, the way we had a few in the 70s and 80s, where all the Democrats and Republicans. Just think, with 53 congressmen,
yeah,
many states with one, two, a couple of states with three, and a lot of states with four and five and six. I mean, California has more congressmen than states two and three put together almost. Let's say state two, which is Texas, and four, which is Florida, put together. We have more than the other two big sunshine states. So
mm-hmm.
We didn't have any delegation meetings, but I just happened to always be at places where I'm dealing with her. So one day there's a huge rally for radical feminists, a big abortion rally, but focused mainly anything that has to do with radical feminism. And I put on a ball cap, sunglasses, and infiltrated this thing. It was on the mall, near the center of the mall. So the Capitol is in full profile on all the camera long shots. And on the podium, it was bring your daughter to this event. And here comes Nancy Pelosi with a granddaughter who's all grown up now. This is like 10 years ago, so the girl was 11 or 10. She'd now be 20, 21. And Nancy Pelosi says, I am a devout Catholic, which is a lying contradiction in terms. She's a self-excommunicated renegade Catholic. And that's coming to an explosion point because of what the Pope said on the way to Brazil, that any Catholic who supports or votes for abortion is self-excommunicated. The church doesn't have to excommunicate them, and every time they go to Mass and present themselves for communion, they are compounding a felony by adding another sacrilegious mortal sin. Every communion is an additional mortal sin. That's Biden in one of the debates saying he says a rosary every day. What a lying joke. And Dodd saying he goes to communion when he's already admitted to reporters he knows he shouldn't, that each one is an offense and a sacrilege. So she gets up and says, I'm a devout Catholic, and goes into this rant for abortion with her granddaughter standing at her side. I've never seen anything so evil in my life. So I begin to track her and follow her. And I watch congressmen like Republican Jerry Lewis of San Bernardino say, hey, pretty lady. Hey, beautiful lady. Oh, do you look good today? And she does have a good sense of dressing. She's very well coiffed. She has her husband buys all her clothes, the millionaire wine guy in California.
Yeah.
He would rise to this position and go over there to the Middle East and Syria and was toying with the idea of going to Iran till she got bad press even from the liberal press.
Yeah. We'll come back.
Nightmare in the house of Judas Iscariot Catholic.
Yeah, we're going to come back after the break and talk a little more about this. There's a couple more issues about this that we're going to talk about. See you at the other end of the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, as June 24, 2007. This is a live show, and we have on air House Representative Bob Dornan. He's been the House of Representatives for 20-some years and a lot of experience, but more than that, there's more to Bob Dornan that the nation needs to know about. I'm going to make a a couple comments, Bob, about we were talking about Nancy Pelosi and her trips, and the fever in the country and the kind of calls and things and the kind of information that I get back and feedback from the various shows that I do are such that the United States of America, quote, United States of America, makes a lot of treaties and agreements and arrangements that just leaves the people right out of the loop. I opened up the last hour show talking about Canada and their work about having trade agreements to try to be involved in, quote, the Texas Highway concept on the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership Act, and now they want to take one-fifth of the world's water supply from Canada and make it a commodity and under the control of privatization. We have eminent domain laws being sanctified by the Supreme Court of the United States of America to take property in a way that should not be taken, and I've done two shows on that alone. And then on the other aspect, there are all these deals that are being made with China, which will eventually make China and the North American treaty one block for the next world war. And then on top of that, we have the ideology wars that are going on in the Mideast that are real as well, who are out to kill us. Now, Bob, when you take that on the table, how is it that a person, as a citizen of the United States of America, supposed to relate to all that? How are they supposed to relate to all that?
Well, they had better relate to it, Dr. Parker, or the fruits of all of this insanity is going to destroy the lives of our grandchildren for sure, and our children, particularly our older children who have given us grandchildren, they will be in the agony of seeing their children, our grandchildren, suffer under all of this. We may be able to squeeze out another generation of time, say 25 years. Some historians say a generation is 30 years, but 25 if you're in a situation at the lower economic rung where people are marrying in their, or I shouldn't say marrying, having children in their teens, then it's 25 years. We may be able to get by and die and say, I remember the good old days and hope we go to heaven and watch this chaos. But let's take everything you just said and kind of piecemeal it out and discuss some of this. You are one of the experts in this nation on the radio or TV on water, just that simple word. There's, by the way, there's a Canadian movie that was nominated for an Oscar. Didn't win, the German film won. But it's just called Water. I'm looking forward to seeing that documentary. I hope it's a serious one. No, it's not a documentary. It's a regular foreign motion picture. It was nominated. Of course, the insane one from Mexico, Pan's Labyrinth, won. But Canada has this film called Water. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yes. But on water, since I was on your show half a year ago, National Geographic dedicated a whole issue, a cover story, or most of an issue, to that simple word, water. Now, water is a perfect entree because your audience knows your supreme expertise in this area to discuss the word moderate. I want to do that just to get people's attention because the media has convinced, liberal media, that everybody should be a moderate except for us liberals, and we'll lead the moderates to a liberal nirvana.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
On water says,
yeah.
Well, I don't want to be an extremist or on the fringe. I'm a moderate about water. I listen to Dr. Wynn Parker sometimes. So I drink good water 3 or 4 days a week. Too bad the week is an odd number, 7 days. But the next week I'll drink it 4 days, and then I drink whatever garbage is around the other 3 days. You see, I'm a moderate. I'm not an extremist about this. Here's what I'm building to. We're praying for moderate Islam to come to the fore. I touched on this just for a second before. I want everybody to open their mind up and tell us where they want their children to be moderates. Moderate drug use? Moderate
mm-hmm.
marijuana smoking?
Mm-hmm.
Moderate use of cocaine if they go there? Sex before marriage in moderation?
Mm-hmm.
We say, oh, that guy is a moderate Catholic. He's a moderate Mormon. He's a moderate Episcopalian. He believes in homosexual marriages and a homosexual bishop up in New Hampshire. He's a moderate Episcopalian. I served for 20 years in the Congress of the United States, the highest elected level of legislature, and I watched the moderates destroy everything. There is no moderate ideology. They were only interested in re-election. They carefully honed their voting record, throwing a vote here, a vote there, so that they could describe themselves as a moderate and get re-elected.
Yeah, I agree.
A moderate force for any good in the House of Representatives of the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, we're going to come back at the other end of the break, and we're going to pick up on that because that's a very important point, Bob.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payment, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Dr. Wynn Parker. Live show, June 24th, year 2007. And we have as our guest House Representative Bob Dornan. We'll be discussing a couple of things. I want to pick up on something that that Bob mentioned about National Geographic. This is the water issue comes out of it. That's in June. This is this month's issue. And it has, as Bob has pointed out, the part of it is about water. To go back on the concept of water, I proposed when I first started broadcasting that the next war would be over water. And also I was number two, I'm the one who exposed nationally what happens inside the human body as a result of contaminants in the water and how it's been planned. Over for nearly 40 years, last Sunday's show, was with Janet Phelan, an investigative journalist who wrote an article, "Is Water a Weapon?" And she was talking about the violation of Section 817 of the U.S. Patriot Act, where American water engineers implement poisons and toxins on separate valves into the water lines across America for a mass killing of selected people. And that was, according to her work, blueprints, photographs, and the rest of it. At the same time, last week was the beginning of what's called the Blue Planet Run across the world through 16 countries. Take 95 days and to have runners run around the world to illustrate and bring attention to the shortage of war concepts, but bringing up the fact that water in these various countries are in short supply and should be controlled by the United Nations.
On just the Jordan River?
Beg your pardon?
Publicly famous Jordan River. Israel is in the position of having to think about wars over water.
That's the point. You're absolutely right.
There's another magazine that's come out supporting a lot of the things you've said in the area of drought and making water so important. One of the news magazines, I think it was U.S. News, I'm not sure, has an article on drought. It has four great maps of drought periods over the last 4 years and how it shifts. And mercifully, you weren't in the first two maps there in California. Virginia's not in any of the 4 years. We're okay where I'm broadcasting from now. But California is now being hit with parts of this drought. But from Idaho down to New Mexico, Arizona, and in parts of the Midwest, and now it's Georgia, huge drought, so water is very important. But the reason I brought that up is you cannot be a moderate about this.
No, that's
it, because it is so serious. Well, how can anybody say we're going to deal with moderate Islam? Because if you are a moderate Catholic, you're a bad Catholic. If you're a moderate Episcopalian, you're a bad one.
Yeah.
And Mormon, you're a bad one.
Yeah, exactly.
And moderation in Islam, when if they have a vote like in Gaza, the strict Islamic fascists, if you want to call them that, are going to win. And they have.
Mm-hmm.
And they do away with elections.
Yeah, that's it.
Hitler and Lenin wanted to do was win one election and then do away with them. And they both, in essence, said, we'll never do that again.
The other thing, too, is that to add on to this, a very important statement, because what you're saying is very important, because in the United Nations, they call me the Water Baron. They've affectionately given me that name, but it's like the Iranian author that will be knighted this week in Pakistan. Because that's a, you know, Simon Shusky, you know, thing. But the reason that I've challenged the United Nations on the next world war is that I've exposed that that's what they're planning, number one. Number two, the fact that I challenge the United Nations statement, they say, well, water's a right, and I'm coming along and saying, well, then we should have a right to vote what goes in our water.
Exactly.
And I've started a world initiative. And the other point is, in the United States of America, I want the Constitution Amendment that is taken from the Romans. I didn't think of it. The Romans thought of it. And it's called Public Health is the Supreme Law. And if you take that statement, you cover the issues that cover for immigration, for people that are not being checked, water not being checked and controlled by governments, privatization of the water resources, and the whole fall of Rome was based on water. Hannibal, when he went over there using his elephants, he just was interested in crushing the water pipes, and he did. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that we are denying history by, and you're using the correct word, I feel, I use a phrase, head in the sand. People are going along, as you said, they're going along in their life, drinking their latte, driving the cars, doing their kids and everything. There's no problem. And I'm watching the fall of America. And it's going to fall because if we can save it, We can save it, but we're going to have to go and take what you're calling. You're absolutely right. Like, you can't be a moderate about these things unless you have knowledge and be empowered to be able to do something about it. My
exactly. Let me broaden this, because time is so precious on your show. You cover so many issues in such depth, each one. Let me discuss what we're presented with is in these Democratic debates. Bloomberg is an obnoxious defender of pornography and of abortion. Remember, he said he was going to get this quote, "I'm going to drag the Republican Party kicking and screaming into an accepting of abortion and of homosexual marriage."
Now, he said that. I know he did.
Republican as of this week, so I guess that didn't happen. But if you look at what Giuliani says, he managed to have an electricity fault over his head, so he made a joke about parochial schools and everything. He is such a fraud to be at the head of the polls till this week when Thompson overtook him without even being declared former senator from Tennessee. But if you look at the Democrats, all of them, particularly these scabrous, evil Judas Catholics like Biden and Dodd and Richardson, all coming out four square for abortion, pornography is the child of abortion that has been spawned, one of many. Drug abuse also, because if a girl will sleep with the whole football team, not much problem in getting her to use cocaine or marijuana. If we look at the saturation of this country in pornography, particularly on the net, and what the poisonous producers who are dedicated to lascivious lust are pumping out to the kids. I happened to go to the Comedy Channel last night to look at this new show called Little Bush, L-I-L, Little Bush.
Yeah.
And the show that followed it was not another teenage movie, it was called. It was the most foul-mouthed, evil film I've ever seen made for kids. And it was made like 5 years ago. I'd never heard of it. And it was one of these, you know, like the new film called Epic Movie, where they make fun of all the other movies and they compile it all into one film.
Mm-hmm.
They talk, and mostly dominated by jokes about oral sex. It's just unbelievable stuff. In the middle of it, and all through the Comedy Channel and MTV, are new commercials for Girls Gone Wild and sites to put on your cell phone that have salacious prostitution by word on the phone. But these ads for Girls Gone Wild, and it comes down to this. This country, my pastor told me last week, has now so much addiction to pornography, male and female. This is a growing phenomenon. Female addiction to pornography, that's only in the last decade, that they don't know what to do about it. They know it's in the same brain centers as addictions to alcohol, narcotics, nicotine. They don't know how to approach it. It's tearing marriages apart. It's turning men into slobbering beasts. And nobody approaches that on the stage because the liberal media dominates, and they cut Fox out of the debate process. They dominate what questions will be asked. You
mm-hmm.
never ask the Democrats moral questions, but you ask the Republican candidates questions about evolution and abortion and moral issues.
One of the things that President Clinton's nonprofit group is doing is focusing on the fact that they want the conservative radio talk show stations to be shut down.
Absolutely,
and
that's another whole issue. But when
Pelosi and it's Barbara Boxer and Hillary Clinton. This little story that came out that they wanted to plan to shut things down. The whole thing comes down to the fact the reality is that I'm not playing politics here. I'm calling it the way it is. If those folks get into office, they will suppress talk show stations from functioning, and they mean it. I mean, and I know they mean it because I have information from a reliable source that's the case.
Quote with Hillary may go back 5 years where Inhofe overheard them, but they haven't changed their opinion in all these years. Bill O'Reilly is 90% good, but when he's wrong in that 10%, like homosexual adoption, he is really wrong, and he poo-pooed this story because Inhofe's office said, oh, he overheard them 5 or 6 years.
I know. But
they're
that's not...
They're dedicated to this proposition because without talk radio and without Fox News, they owned the colleges of America. Even half of the Catholic colleges aren't worthy of the name Catholic. They own the media, big media. Still, Fox only reaches a small percentage of what PBS and the three big networks reach.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw in all the ones that Fox brags they reach more people than MSNBC or CNN headlines.
Well, you know, Bob, that's incredibly true. And I want to turn the nickel over a little bit and mention some of the subjects that I've covered concerning stem cell research and the concept of medical advancements and regeneration of life. And these are subjects that I've covered in my shows. And I brought up the treaties and the contracts with other nations and the concept of how we've become globalized in our medicine on who lives and dies. That's going on now. And if you have a system whereby you get socialized people in the government to have propagandized what is called the moderate view and attach that to, for instance, an isolated case in Colorado where they had a high school that made a story a few weeks ago where they were a teacher was promoting what you're talking about. In other words, they were saying, well, you're to wear short skirts and you're to have this kind of thing on your cell phone and you're supposed to do all these things, and promoting it. And then when they tried to get the teacher to be interviewed, the school defended the teacher.
Yes.
See? And the thing is, this is another thing, is that you mentioned something about pain and pleasure. What happens in the brain, and there's a section called the hypothalamus of the brain. It's a circular condyle and nerve structure, very highly structured area. But the pain and pleasure centers in the human brain are next to each other. They're only separated by one membrane that's an osmotic membrane. So if you happen to have one hormone that's moving from...
I didn't know that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, this is important stuff because it has to do with what you're talking about. This is the point. If you change the hormone system of the human body, which is done every second of the day in terms of drugs or stimulation of serotonin levels and other hormones that have to do with what are called estrogen Bs in females, you are changing the signal from the pleasure to pain based upon your conscious hormonal action. So let's say that you have a visualization. These tests have all been done. This is scientifically laid out, that if you see a visual and you see a word, your visual is going to trigger the hormone for which it is pain or pleasure. Then the other signal on the neurological side of the hypothalamus will trigger that area. There's a lag time of 1/1,000,000th of a second that decision is made. So now, when that signal is given, Bob, it signals the gene system of the pain and pleasure center. So now, you haven't gotten into memory yet. You're still talking about the gene signal that changes. Once the gene signal changes, now you're into memory.
Wow.
So now, if you're into memory, in terms of being able to work it through, like, let's say depression. There's new concepts of area. They call it Area 52 of the cortical context of the frontal part of the brain. That's connected only on the right side, not on the left. So this means that if you have the pain center looking down on the brain, it's on the left side of the brain, pleasure on the right side. So what you have is pain stimulates the cortical center. So now you have set up memory for what you're trying to prevent, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, yes.
You see what I'm saying? So now you've got a situation. Like, let's say today, I'm not a Catholic, but today, but I always watch the religions, and because religions are important for people to believe in things. Today, I believe, is something about John the Baptist. And this is a Sunday about the resurrection of John the Baptist, I believe, or something of that sort, that John the Baptist is involved today. Okay. Now, The whole process of John the Baptist, based upon the history of this, and this is coincidental, this is Sunday and this is coincidental, was based upon the fact that Salome, in the story, asked for the head of John the Baptist. And why did she ask for the head of John the Baptist? Because under the mythologies of the story, coming from the Bible and mixed with other ancient beliefs, she wanted to be as knowledgeable as John the Baptist, because the king was jealous. Where do you think that's...
One thing people should remember, too...
But that's what we're going through right now.
Marriage. He was defending marriage.
Yeah.
The wife, Herodias, wanted the daughter to demand his head.
Yeah.
Interesting that they wanted that knowledge of John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Wanted his head.
And that's what we're in now, Bob. We're in the exact civilization, what's called the semantic language recording in history of the complete lack of understanding of why we think. So the people in the government who know this information take advantage of it.
What you're searching for is tomorrow is the birthday, the nativity of John the Baptist. So the church celebrates it, you know, in the this is the vigil of the birth of John the Baptist. And isn't it interesting when you started talking about John the Baptist, I thought of the Jordan River again and water.
There it is. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. We're going to come back in the last 5 minutes and have you close the show up.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Airways, Dr. Wynn Parker, June 24, 2007. And we have House Representative Bob Dornan as our guest. Bob, I'm going to let you make salient comments about your issues here, which are very important, because I just feel that I don't like to say it, but I feel the United States of America, first, is no longer the United States of America, and number two, we're in a lot of trouble. And one of the focuses of this show is just one of the contributions to empower people with knowledge so that they can make some choices out there and work it through and try to give solutions, the whole thing. But I'm very disappointed in the candidates running for president, as I believe you are. And we have to get past this moderate statement. We've got to get to the fact of action. Action. You know, if you were in command in the battlefield, you don't have moderate decisions. You have action. You have action decisions.
The reason I brought that up is I wanted people to pay attention to this whole seeming desire of Europe, which is almost gone now, to becoming the victim of Islamization in that area of the world. But the United States and Europe trying to reach out to moderate Islam, the only states that ever got away from being dominated by the caliphate was Cairo after or Egypt after World War One, and Turkey after the Young Turks took over, who were all anti-Semitic and anti-Armenian, but they did Ataturk, that title coming from his own legislature, meaning grandfather of the Turks, Mustafa Kemal, one of the lead colonel, very charismatic guy, but a serial adulterer, he said, we're dumping our alphabet, we're dumping that red beach pail fez that they were all wearing then, and we're going to join Europe. We're getting away from this domination of Islam, but they have to have guards on his tomb today so it won't be blown up by modern Islamic terrorists. So I just want people to understand that when you appeal to moderate Muslims, it's like appealing to moderate Catholics. A moderate Catholic, a moderate Protestant, a moderate Baptist, a moderate Mormon, a moderate Republican, that means they are a bad Christian or a bad Republican. They're not adhering to the principles of the party platform, or in the case of religions, the dogma of the faith. They're just not. Now, Wynn, you got to listen to that commercial you just ran by Father Martinez. This sounds like another Father Coughlin from the 30s. Bush is not Jewish. There's no Jewish conspiracy to rule the world. What they're trying to do is keep themselves from being annihilated with one or two well-placed terrorist Islamic bombs. If Pakistan has an assassination or a deposing of Musharraf, we're in deep trouble, because they're approaching 80, 70, 80, 90, we don't even know, nuclear devices in Pakistan, and about 50 to 60 more than that in India. So there's plenty of reason, and with Putin turning into a hardcore KGB type, anything can happen there.
Well, listen.
I want people to focus on the biggest mistake of the Bush administration, of two big mistakes, is looking at Islam as having a moderate wing that is anything but. People try to water down the Hadith and the Quran and be disloyal in a way to their warrior king, Muhammad, and they'll always have their throat slit in the end by the Hezbollah,
yeah,
assassins, or the Hamas.
Well, listen, Bob, you're right. We're getting off air, and this is I'm honored that you're on, and we need to do it again, and I think you're making a big contribution to the United States of America. God bless America, Parker Pathway listeners, next Sunday, and we're going to cover some other subjects related to this one.
It's true.